Good morning, I'm Jeremiah Patterson, and today is Wednesday. Wednesday is the day that holds all of the days of the week together, and it pulls them in. It pulls Monday and Tuesday in, and it pulls Thursday and Friday in. Okay, guys, let's get started. Welcome to Political Highlights of the Day. I changed the name again. I know you guys are probably thinking, wow, he keeps changing the name. Well, Political Highlights of the Day, because yesterday, it was called Political Highlight of the Day. And I gave so much information, so I was like, you know what? Let me just put it as Political Highlights of the Day. Okay, well, let's get started. Paul Manafort, the president's former campaign chairman. The Washington Post says, quote, as Paul Manafort's tax and bank fraud trial continues, more witnesses are set to testify. Follow our coverage on the case. Paul Manafort's trial is underway. Zero tolerance policy on immigration. Morning Joe on MSNBC says, quote, a child may have died in custody. AgWeb News and Market says, quote, when it comes to issue impacting agriculture, do you approve of the job President Donald Trump is doing? 23% of the farmers disapprove of President Trump, and 77% of the farmers approve. Wow. The Senate Intelligence Committee is meeting right now on behalf of election security. Only 98 days till the midterm elections. Will the Republicans stay in the House and Senate, or will the Democrats take over the House and Senate? Plastic weapons. You could buy a 3D printer from a store and take it home and print out a plastic gun. These guns can get past metal detectors in airports. And even they could get into workplaces and schools. It's dangerous to our society, and the Trump administration dropped a lawsuit that the State Department dropped that the Obama administration took a person to court for, but the Trump administration dropped that lawsuit. NBC News says, quote, during a Senate Judiciary Committee on hearing on immigration enforcement and family reunification, HHS official Jonathan White told the panel the Trump White House was warned about the impact of separating children from parents. I think the zero tolerance policy was cruel and a psychological experience for children. For those of you who don't know what HHS stands for, it stands for Health and Human Services. The quote of the day is, don't let the fear of striking hold you back, Babe Ruth. That's our broadcast for this morning. Thanks for listening in to Political Highlights of the Day. I'm your host, Jeremiah Patterson, and listen back here tomorrow. Bye. I know I said the broadcast was over, but we have just received breaking news. President Trump called on Attorney General Jeff Sessions to end the special counsel investigation and stop the rigid witch hunt right now. Thanks for listening to our broadcasts. I'll see you back here. Well, I won't see you back here, but listen to our podcasts tomorrow. Bye.